is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Police cleared out another little encampment at UCLA. Kaiser strike continues. People want an apology for the F the police comment from the city council candidate. But first, an arrest in a big case out of West Hollywood.
Yeah, authorities expected to release new details about an attack on a longtime valet. This at the famed Barney's Beanery restaurant, West Hollywood. Sheriffs, investigators will hold a news conference this morning to provide more information about the arrest in the case. And John Baird joins us live with the story. John.
The valet was severely beaten in what has been described as a seemingly unprovoked attack that happened September 14th. Surveillance video showed the suspect, who didn't have a shirt on, knocking the valet, Frankie Zarazua, to the ground and then stomping on him and repeatedly kicking him in the head. Sheriff's officials have said they believe the same suspect may have carried out four other assaults in the same area within a 20-minute time span. The valet was hospitalized in intensive care. His son told reporters his dad could have died in that attack. The valet's wife said on social media that he has been since moved out of intensive care and is now on the road to recovery. The sheriff's department is expected to release more information about the arrest when they hold that news conference a couple of hours from now. So far, officials have only said that the suspect was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. A GoFundMe for the victim has been set up and has so far raised nearly $60,000.
John, thanks. LA City Council candidate Isabel Jurado facing calls for an apology from community groups after being caught on a recording saying F the police during a meeting with college students. Later today, members of several community police advisory boards going to gather, calling on her to apologize, so renounce the comments. Defended her comments, she has, saying it was part of a conversation about police accountability and that she still supports public safety. The LAPD union criticized that, saying her views threaten public safety. Her opponent in the race is Councilman Kevin DeLeon, also saying what she said was disrespectful.
At UCLA, police arrested one person during a protest. This last night, about 40 students set up a Gaza solidarity sukkah and tents. They were demanding the university stop investing in companies that work with Israel and calling for an end to the war in Palestine. Now, the protest began during the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, which celebrates the harvest and remembers the Israelites' journey after escaping slavery. Police told them to leave because they're in an area not allowed for protests and using things like tents, loudspeakers without permission. Later, pro-Israel counter-protesters showed up. When tensions rose, police ordered everyone to leave.
Told you about that SUV that went off the road and then went through the roof of the home in Rancho Palos Verdes. We're hearing from the woman who was in that house.
Then the whole house kind of rumbled, but not quite like an earthquake. What is going on? And then I looked, saw the shattered glass, no earthquake. Then I saw the car. God, she's lucky to be alive.
Joanne Killeen talking to KCAL News. This was Sunday just before 6 p.m. She and the husband just sitting down to dinner. Then the Mercedes was in the living room.
Well, you know, I don't want to cry, but what else can you do? You know, Matt and I are very blessed that we made it. 5 minutes sooner, we wouldn't be having this interview.
She says the driver was going in and out of consciousness. She tried to keep her awake till the paramedics got there.
Homeless shelter could be coming to Irvine. City Council expected to consider a proposal today to buy a property to create the city's first homeless shelter. This isn't the first time they tried to set up a shelter. Back in 2018, a proposal faced strong pushback from residents. Now, they're looking at two buildings to serve as temporary housing facilities for the homeless. Now, the city has noticed an increase in homelessness and wants to act before the situation worsens. Voice of OC reports that the shelter would also provide medical and mental health services. If the council approves the plan, they'll start searching for someone to run that shelter sometime next month.
The Kaiser workers still on the picket lines. This is the 2,400 psychiatrists, therapists, other mental health care workers. They're on strike. Kaiser's in Baldwin Park, Woodland Hills, Irvine, Riverside. That's where they're picketing. Union leaders say there will be noon rallies at all four sites with the elected officials from the areas. They want more money. They want pensions back. They want a reduced workload. Union wants the same deal that they got up in Northern California. Their counterparts up there 2 years ago after they walked off the job. That one lasted 10 weeks. Kaiser saying it's offered them an 18% pay raise over 4 years and more non-patient time for the planning and the prep work. 2 weeks to go. How you feeling? Kind of nervous or like excited? 2 weeks until Election Day itself. So we're looking at what the candidates are doing, and are there any undecideds left?
Well, just 2 weeks until Election Day, and the presidential candidates, they're busy. Interviews, campaign stops. Former President Donald Trump at a Latino summit in Florida this morning, then heads back to North Carolina for a rally. Vice President Kamala Harris is in D.C., where she'll sit down with a one-on-one interview with NBC News that will air this evening. Now, we talked with USA Today political correspondent David Jackson about the election.
I want to start with some of these headlines I saw going around this morning, because they're all saying 2 weeks to go and they're courting the undecided voters, which made me think of a line I heard from Donald Trump the other night. Yeah, I hear they're out there, but I'm not sure where. Almost like they're unicorns. You know, where are these people if they even exist? At this point, is it really an undecided voter thing, or is this all, just all about turnout?
A little of both. I think there are undecided voters out there who are, they're either Republicans who have qualms about Trump or Democrats who have qualms about Harris. So the question is, A, will they vote, and B, who they'll vote for. But I think it's a small number of people in a very small number of states. And as Trump mentioned, those are the ones that both he and Harris are chasing right now.
David, how important is it to be literally with the people, in front of the people? And I'll explain what I mean. For example, yesterday we saw Vice President Harris. She did kind of a town hall thing. And yesterday we saw a lot of images of Donald Trump. He was actually near Asheville, where Helene caused all that destruction in western North Carolina. How important is it for the candidates to do something like that instead of being at a town hall, to actually be with the people in situations like that?
I think it's a diminished importance the closer we get to the election. It's all about media attention right now. That's why Trump went to a McDonald's the other day to claim that Harris had never worked there. And as you mentioned, the storm damage in North Carolina, it's all designed to get local, particularly local media attention in these key states. North Carolina and Pennsylvania are states that are going to decide this election. And in many ways, I think both candidates are kind of going through the motions, because the real work's being done at the neighborhood level, the precinct level, where their turnout operations are trying to get voters signed up and get them to the polls.
Kamala Harris must clearly believe that the path for her includes Republicans, right? Or she wouldn't be out there with Liz Cheney so much. And again, yesterday, what's the sense you get from that campaign? I've heard a few people say, jittery. Like, yeah, we know we have a path, but maybe it's not the one we thought we were taking, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because Trump has carried more than 90% of the Republican vote in both of his previous elections, despite the internal squabbles over his candidacy. Most GOP voters stuck with him the first two elections. Well, now we're seeing numbers that show that maybe he's below 90%, like maybe it's only an 88-12 kind of a thing. And even though 12 is a very small number, that could be just enough voters for Harris to tip us, to tip a North Carolina or Pennsylvania. So it's basically micro targeting, and it's an effort to get micro increases in the vote that could actually add up to something pretty big.
Do you ever step back and go, wow, this is wild that we're really just down to like a few thousand here, a few thousand here in this whole country?
It's amazing. It's every 4 years, but especially in the Trump era, everything has just been magnified and hyped up. It's just I argue that we've been kind of in final election mode for months now, but now we really are into the final 2 weeks, and it's quite something to see. And we probably haven't seen the last of any big news. I mean, I think both candidates expect some big news to pop later this week about one or the other. So stay tuned.
That's USA Today political correspondent David Jackson.
Well, speaking of Donald Trump, Governor Newsom says he's making contingency plans if Trump wins the White House again. And car buyers looking for cheaper alternatives. Can you find something for 20 grand anymore? Talk about that as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Well, America's top diplomat back in the Middle East pushing for, once again, that ceasefire.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel on his 11th visit to the region since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. He's expected to meet with top officials as the U.S. looks to revive ceasefire efforts after the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. But so far, none of the warring parties appear to be backing down on long-standing demands. Blinken landed just after Hezbollah launched a barrage of rockets into central Israel, setting off air raid sirens in the country's most populated areas, but causing no apparent damage or injuries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Governor Newsom says he's got a backup plan that he says will shield California in case Trump wins. He's telling Politico he's looking to establish an account the state can immediately draw on for disasters. Governor says this is in response to Trump's threats to withhold federal disaster money to areas he sees as politically hostile. Trump reportedly initially refused to approve disaster aid for California after the wildfires back in 2018 because we lean so Democrat.
A reported affair has led to the ouster of a very high-profile political reporter.
New York Magazine and star political reporter Olivia Nuzzi part ways after reports surfaced she had a personal digital relationship with a source while covering the 2024 campaign. The newsletter Status, which broke the story, cited unnamed sources in identifying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the person involved with Nuzzi. She told Status at the time the relationship was never physical but should have been disclosed to prevent the appearance of a conflict. Kennedy has said he'd only met her once. New York Magazine hired a law firm and says an investigation found no inaccuracies nor evidence of bias in her work, but both sides decided it was best for Nuzzi to move on. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO arrested in Florida faces sex trafficking prostitution charges in New York. This is Michael Jeffries, taken into custody in West Palm Beach, and two of his business associates were as well. Arrest come about a year after the FBI started looking into claims that he allegedly lured aspiring male models with promises of work and then pressured them into sex. BBC first reported last year a dozen men claimed they were lured to elaborate sex parties at his home or in hotels, different fashion capitals all around the world. Between 2009 and 2015 is when this was allegedly happening. One of the victim's attorneys told CNBC they plan to try and hold Abercrombie and Fitch liable as well. Jeffries is 80 years old.
Teenage boy in custody near Seattle after five people, including three kids, were found shot to death inside a home. A man whose mother lives next door knows that family well.
Gotten to know some of the kids that unfortunately lived at the home, and you know, the younger kids especially, the sweetest children, so polite, homeschooled, and it's unfathomable what just happened.
Sheriff says 15-year-old has been booked into a juvenile detention facility. Investigation, of course, ongoing. Prosecutors say he will make a court appearance sometime today or tomorrow.
People are not as willing to shell out a whole bunch of money for the big, expensive SUVs anymore. Apparently, there's an affordability shift. That's what they've called this. A lot of people say they just can't afford the $50,000 cars out there. A lot of those who can are thinking, you know what, maybe it's just not worth the cost. Car Gurus says buyers are leaning towards vehicles between 20 and 30 grand now because of the high loan rates, insurance, inflation. The Ford F-Series and the F-150 is still the top-selling trucks and vehicles overall, followed by the Chevy Silverado. The Ram pickup is usually third place, but it's dropped down to sixth. The less expensive, smaller SUVs, super popular. Toyota RAV4 is always on the list, and the Honda CR-V and the Tesla Model Y.
Well, if you have a daughter who's just dying to become a Girl Scout, listen up. It's going to cost you almost twice as much now.
Girl Scouts USA plans to raise membership fees from $25 to $45 in 2026. It'll raise them again the year after to $65. The organization's National Council session has approved the two-step increase to reduce red ink, with a projected net operating loss of about $5 million for the current fiscal year alone. The Girl Scouts website says it'll prevent reductions and cuts to programs and services. The dues increase will be the first in 8 years. Boy Scouts of America's annual membership is $85. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's a new mural coming to Boyle Heights to celebrate Fernando Valenzuela, legendary pitcher for the Dodgers, of course. The artist is Robert Vargas, who also painted the big mural of Shohei Ohtani recently and wants to finish this project by November 1st. So coming up soon, because that's Fernando's birthday. Vargas thinks the mural will be a big deal for the community, especially for people who grew up watching Fernando play. Calls it Fernando Mania Forever. Nod to the excitement he brought to the team before the current hype around Ohtani. Right now, Fernando focusing on his health, stepping back from being a Spanish language broadcaster with the Dodgers. Let's talk about the Lakers. Regular season opener tonight at Crypto, Lakers and Timberwolves. And you know what that means? We could get the historic first LeBron and Bronny together. But after that, then what? We're live now with the host of the podcast, the Lakers Lounge. It's Anthony Irwin. Anthony, thanks for being here. Let's get to the LeBron and Bronny stuff off the top, because I love all this. Will they or won't they? Is it going to happen? But like, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. are both going to be there in the seats, so I'm pretty sure we can put two and two together.
Yeah, they're trying to play it coy, but everybody kind of sees what's happening here. It's funny and it's perfect and it's fitting that you say, you know, let's get the Bronny and the Bron stuff off the top and out of the way, because it feels like how the Lakers are treating this so that they can kind of return to focusing on the basketball.
Abby, is Bronny James officially on the roster, Lakers roster? As of last night, I was reading that was some people still said that was kind of undecided or they weren't sure. So is this now confirmed?
No, he has a fully fledged guaranteed NBA contract. The debate is how much time he'll spend with the South Bay Lakers versus the parent team over the course of the season. But he's definitely taking one of those 15 roster spots.
Oh, good.
To your earlier point, are they tired of all this? Are you tired of all this? Or is it kind of like, okay, it's cool, it's fun, we get it, but like now let's play basketball?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of the latter. LeBron snapped at a reporter for asking him how Bronny was doing and how he was feeling. So I think LeBron's kind of sick of being asked about it. I think the Lakers, look, I think what's best for Bronny, and I don't feel like this is enough of the focus a lot of times when we talk about all of this, but I think what's best for Bronny is to get in there, get his minutes. LeBron gets his photo op, and then he can go down to the G League and just focus on developing as a basketball player, because he is not ready to play in the NBA right now. Just flat out. He's not skilled enough offensively. He's pretty small. He works hard defensively, and I'll give him credit for that, but he needs to come a long way to actually play in the NBA. And the longer that this kind of goes on, and the longer that he remains the focus of all of any of this, the more frustrated people are going to get with the fact that, again, he's not an NBA player.
Anthony, I want to look ahead a little bit here. LeBron, this is, I believe, his 22nd season, NBA season. So this begins for him tonight.
Which is also wild.
Right? I know. That's amazing. So looking forward, you've got Anthony Davis, you got LeBron, two of our stars on the team. LeBron at some point is going to leave. What are the Lakers doing? Are they looking ahead? Well, I'm sure they're looking ahead. But do we know, do we have names in the hat that we could see perhaps drafted to the team here?
They tried over the summer to trade D'Angelo Russell for, you know, a wing. They were in contact with Portland over the course of the summer for Jeremy Grant. They were in contact with Washington Wizards with Kyle Kuzma as the center of those conversations. They called Brooklyn about a pair of their wings. So we know that they're kind of focused on the wing spot, especially now with Jared Vanderbilt expected to miss some time at the beginning of the season. Rob Pelinka also admitted after his media day press conference that the Lakers need to go out and get bigger at the center spot. Right now, their only backup center is Jackson Hayes. And, with Christian Wood going through that late season surgery, they're waiting for Christian Koloko to be cleared. It was reported by ESPN that they anticipated that coming soon. It has now been a couple of days since then, so I don't know what, you know, the definition there is of soon. So he might be some help, but the Lakers know that they got to get bigger on that front line behind Anthony Davis for the Jokic's, for those hulking centers who just present that physical issue.
As the host of the podcast, The Lakers Lounge, Anthony Irwin, you can find that right on our Odyssey app. Anthony, thanks.